If you're like me, you have probably been on a quest to not only excel at work, but also to be a great parent and have a happy family. And I'm so excited to share with you the research that I've done over the last 14 years that I've been teaching the principles from How to Win Friends and Influence People, and have created a resource called How to Win Family and Influence Kids. In it, you're going to hear both parenting fails as well as best practices and big wins on how to gain cooperation from toddlers to teenagers, grandparents, mothers-in-law. And I'm so excited to share with you to help you to have a happier family and be a better parent as well. Please email me, Nikki@DaleCarnegie.com, to learn more and to get these resources and attend one of the workshops so that you can be happier in your personal life as well. To help you to win family and influence kids, here are 10 tips to be less critical. First, a phrase to avoid is, "I told you so." That is just gonna make them feel resentful against us. Second is, "You should have known better." They probably already know that, and it's just gonna make them more feel guilty instead of thinking about their own behavior. Third is, "You shouldn't do this or that." So just trying to avoid that phrase so that it doesn't sound as critical. Fourth is, "What's wrong with you?" Even when we're exasperated, just try to limit it to the one behavior we're coaching them on in that moment. Another phrase is, "How many times do I have to tell you?" That is just gonna make them think about that we're nagging and train them that to tune us out. We can also be accidentally critical in the tone of our voice, you know, if we're too harsh or too loud or just comes off too strong, that it sounds critical even if we don't mean it to. And similarly with the expressions on our face. So, you know, if we kind of furrow a brow, roll our eyes, you know, so just kind of soften the look on our face and the tone of our voice so that a neutral statement doesn't turn into being critical. One other way that we can accidentally be critical is through comparison, like mentioning anything about their friends or their siblings. Another is just with timing, is like we may be genuinely interested to say, "Hey, how'd your test go?" But if we're too eager, or it's just the minute they walk in the door, the timing of it is just too much and it comes as criticism. And last is, it's not just about avoiding critical words and phrases, but try to reframe in our own mind, have some empathy. Remember, they're probably not the only one doing it. It's probably pretty typical for their age. And remember what it's like when we, you know, we're going through what they were going through. And sometimes bad behavior, it's not that they're mad at us or they're purposely trying to do it. They may be just tired or hungry or feeling left out at school. And so if we just have some of that patience and love and inquire, then we can come with a softer approach instead of being critical. Hope this helps you to have a happier home life as well and be a better leader. To help you to win family and influence kids, try principle number 2 to give honest, sincere appreciation. A helpful formula is to say you are, for example, that you compliment their character and then give a specific example. For example, it's snowing right now in Seattle, so I said to Adam, "Hey, thanks for being so thoughtful to put your snow boots out on a towel so things stay tidy." Second is to catch them in the act of doing something good. So as you're walking by and they're doing the dishes, say, "Hey, I see you doing the dishes." Or third is to brag about them. So for example, if you're talking to their grandparent, especially when they don't know that you're doing, you know, that they can overhear you, say, "Hey, guess who scored 6 points in his basketball game?" Another is to develop their intrinsic feeling. So of pride is to ask them, say, "Hey, how do you feel that you chose to get your book report started a week before it's due?" And last, a great resource is the 5 Love Languages for Children by Dr. Gary Chapman. So words of affirmation that we just did, plus quality time, gifts, acts of service, and physical touch like snuggles or back rubs. Anyway, I hope that helps you to have a happier home life. To help you win family and influence kids, here are 5 games to help you gain cooperation and be less critical. The first is the 1-minute challenge. So instead of scolding about a mess, just get out a timer and say, "Who can pick up the most toys in 1 minute?" The second is called kind or quiet. So if you're coaching your kid to be nicer and not critical, is when you catch them in the act of saying something bad, just go, "Oops," do choose kind or quiet. The third is a game and making it charade. So instead of scolding them about something they've forgotten to do, like exaggerate it, go over a point and act it out what they need to do. The other is called right idea, wrong time. And let's say they're giggling and having fun playing together is say, I love it. I love you guys are playing nicely. Let's see it in the morning instead. And last is just give them a choice to say, hey, do you want to do the dishes now or in 10 minutes? Hopefully this will help you to win family and influence kids and have a happier family. So we recently got Call of Duty and my son said, Mom, you want to watch me learn how to play? Now, the truth is I don't really like video games, but I thought it was nice he asked. And I thought, you know what? I can wait 5 minutes to start making dinner, and went and watched him play. Now, something really interesting happened in those 5 minutes. First is that he realized he doesn't know how to play and he's learning, kind of got frustrated. And he said, Mom, I am sorry for making fun of you for being so bad at Fortnite. I forgot what it feels like to learn a new game. And we ended up having a conversation about something that I really like, which is learning. And we ended up talking about mindset and the importance of, you know, believing that we can get new skills and also just being patient as we are learning something new. And so the thing that he likes is video games led to something that I like, which is learning, and, you know, helps kind of having a parenting conversation to help him develop his character. And what it helped me to realize is there's a balance. Sometimes we can make a mistake of not being interested in all at something, their hobby or sports or friends or something that we're just not interested in. Or we can also make the mistake of coming on too strong and asking a million questions and then be perceived as fake or just feel fake ourselves. So try this. It's just 5 minutes to ask a few questions and be interested in whatever your kid is interested in so that you can make a connection with them. Enthusiasm is the little recognized secret of success, which is why principle number 5 is to smile. And if you're looking to encourage your kids and teens to make more friends and feel more confident, just point out your family dog. Dogs are so excited. They're naturally happy to see us when we come home from work. They wag with their whole body, and they're a great example of being friendly and happy and smiling, and that enthusiasm spills over and is contagious to other people. So if you want to have a happier kid and a happier family, encourage them to smile. My clients recently shared a story that her daughter recently started kindergarten and was invited to a birthday party. And she said, oh, this could be a great opportunity to make some new friends. And so she was really mindful about making sure she was pronouncing them right, coming up with name associations to try to remember, and really being intentional to make that conversation and remember people's names. And as a result, she ended up making a new friend, and they had a play date for the girls. And while the moms were having coffee talking, they realized that they were in ballet together and that they lived pretty closely. And she said that they were able to create a carpool, and that she had to work late one day and she just called the mom to help out and drive. And she said, it's so life-changing to reduce our stress, to help us feel connected, to find that meaning, to feel like we're modeling for our kids, to make new friends. So really try to make an effort to remember the names of your kids, friends, parents, so that you can make a new friend, grow your network, and be less stressed during the parenting journey. So I recently got in a big fight with my son, and after we both calmed down, I asked him, you know, what happened to trigger you to get so mad? And he said, Mom, you kept interrupting. I was so frustrated that I couldn't explain myself that I just finally had to walk away. And he's right. I made a classic mistake and violated the principle of being a good listener. That when we listen and let our kids explain themselves, they're going to manage their emotions better and we'll have a better connection. So be a good listener and you'll have a happier family. This is my favorite of the principles, and it's to talk in terms of the other person's interest. Two magic words are to say, so you. Try framing your request in terms of how your kid or teen is going to benefit instead of what you want or what they should do. So for example, a common request is around chores. So instead of saying you need to do the chores, say, So you can have friends over this weekend, please clean your room. Or another is with homework. Instead of saying, you should start your project, say, hey, so you're not stressed out the night before this is due, let's get started on it now. Another is a safety concern, especially with technology, to say, hey, so you can drive and have freedom, please check in as soon as you arrive safely. And then we feel like less of a nag, they have the ability to see what's in it for them and they're more likely to cooperate. So talk in terms of their interest so your kid cooperates. When I was a little girl and my dad would come home from work, we would be so excited. We'd race to the door because that meant that we got to play hi-yi-bungai. Just a silly little made-up game. My dad would hide in one of the bedrooms and we'd race down the hallway and he'd jump out and wrestle us. Just those 10 minutes of undivided attention, I felt special. And all these years later, I have great nostalgia for. So try to come up with something that Dr. John Gottman calls a ritual of connection. It's a way that you create a family sanctuary, some tradition, something special. Sometimes it could be a daily routine, like that you have a note that you put in your kid's lunchbox, or maybe it's for special occasions, like the golden fork if someone does well in a test or wins a game. Or maybe it's a nightly routine where you spray just a spritz of lavender before you read bedtime stories. Sometimes objects like these and the smells and songs help really to mark it and make it feel special. It's a great way to honor our family traditions as well, and cultural traditions like red envelope, or, you know, as a family, we're Polish, we always sing Stolat as the birthday song. And all these ways say, I've been thinking about you while I've been gone at work, or if you're travel for business, you know, maybe you bring a little souvenir home, and that's something that your kids can always count on. So show your kids how important they are by creating some family traditions, and you'll have lasting memories and a happy family.